This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Chicago has issued a stay-at-home advisory, and Detroit stopped in-person schooling on Thursday to staunch the coronavirus outbreak, as more than a dozen states reported a doubling of new COVID-19 cases in the last 2 weeks. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said the third largest city in the United States could see 1,000 more COVID-19 deaths by the end of 2020 if residents do not change behaviors to stop the spread of the virus.
Our goal now is the same as it was during the early days of this pandemic, and that is to bend the curve. We are back there.
Officials in the Midwestern cities, along with New York, California, Iowa, and other states, are reimposing restrictions that had been eased in recent months. The moves were driven by surging infection rates and concern that the onset of winter will worsen the trends. Post-election fighting continues on Capitol Hill, where President-elect Joe Biden's allies are ripping Republicans for not acknowledging his win and accusing them of delaying COVID-19 relief packages. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Republicans need to accept reality. Biden won, the president lost.
Stop the circus.
And return to talks on COVID relief, doubling down on the Democrats' $2.4 trillion bill, which is a non-starter with the GOP.
It's like the house is burning down, and they just refuse to throw water on it.
But House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says it's Pelosi's fault, accusing her of dragging out pre-election talks to deny President Trump a win that could have helped his re-election.
The only thing that's standing in the way, in my view, is Speaker Pelosi.
The combative tones don't appear to bode well for a